From Tidbits, on February 7th, 2014, this is How to Solve Wi-Fi Connectivity Problems by Alicia Katz-Pollock. One of the benefits of Apple products is that the company has gone to great lengths to make the underlying technology invisible to the extent possible. Think about internet connectivity. Remember the lengthy screech and squeal of a modem handshaking with your ISP? Today, thanks to wireless networking and broadband internet connections, you can open your MacBook Air and be browsing the web within moments. At least you can when Wi-Fi is working properly. As a consultant, I occasionally come across a Mac that insists that you choose the Wi-Fi network from the menu bar icon every single time. Or perhaps your Mac drops the Wi-Fi connection, or it won't connect at all. Here are a few troubleshooting tips that should fix it. Note that I'm just talking about the wireless network connection here, not internet connectivity, since that's a whole other ball of wax. Your first step is to restart your Mac. Just do it. And if you're helping someone else, make sure that he or she does it. You may think that restarting is obvious, but several times my clients have told me that they restarted, and after 2 hours of troubleshooting, admitted they hadn't actually done so because they thought it would take too long. A restart fixes many ills, including recalcitrant Wi-Fi, so it's always worth a try. If that doesn't work, restart your wireless router. The second step is to reboot the wireless router, often an airport base station. Just as many issues are resolved by restarting your Mac, the same goes for your Wi-Fi hardware. That hardware may come in the form of a single device from your internet service provider, like a cable or DSL modem with Wi-Fi built in. Or you may have a standalone cable DSL modem connected to an airport base station, a time capsule, or another third-party wireless router. These devices often lack reset or power switches, so the easiest way to restart them is to pull the power. You can also restart an airport base station using Airport Utility in either Mac OS X or iOS, assuming, of course, that you can connect to it at all. Unplug the device. At either end, although it's generally safest to unplug the cable that goes into the device rather than risk pulling the wrong cord from the wall. And then wait a few seconds to be certain any internal capacitors have discharged. If you're dealing with a separate cable DSL modem and wireless router, restarting the modem won't generally affect your Wi-Fi. But if you do unplug the modem as well, make sure to plug that back in first. Wait a minute or so for its lights to indicate that it's back online, then plug the wireless router back in. Once the wireless router is back up, and this can take a minute or two, see if the Mac can connect to the Wi-Fi network. If not, restart the Mac to encourage it to reconnect. And if that doesn't even work, read on. The next step is to recreate your preferred network. It's possible that the Mac's wireless connection settings have become corrupted. To fix this, we'll delete the connection and recreate it. Follow these steps. First, open the network pane of System Preferences. Select the Wi-Fi connection in the list of network services on the left-hand side. Click the Advanced button at the bottom right of the window. In the Wi-Fi View's Preferred Networks list, you'll see every wireless network you've ever used. This is where your Mac remembers Wi-Fi details that enable it to connect automatically the next time that particular network is available. Fourth, find the desired wireless network name in the list and select it. Next, click the minus button at the bottom of the list to delete that network. Then, click the plus button, and in the dialog box that appears, click the Choose a Network button. Wait for the right wireless network to appear, select it, and click the OK button, entering the network password if prompted. Because it's your most frequently used network, your home or office wireless network should appear at the top of the preferred networks list. If it's further down, drag it to the top to make sure it's used preferentially. While you're there, take a moment to peruse the list. Every wireless network you've ever joined is listed. A few may be from places you'll never visit again. There's no harm in having a long list, but if you took a trip to Hawaii, you probably won't need your hotel's wireless network again, so you can remove it. Now restart your Mac to see if it joins your network automatically. Are you on? And does it stay on? If yes, congratulations. If not, onward and upward. Now we're going to look at creating a new location. A little known feature of the network preference pane is the capability to create multiple locations. This feature enables you to maintain separate sets of networking preferences for different places. For example, you could create a mobile location that removes all the network services except Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Or you could have a work location that includes only Ethernet. Creating a new location gives you a clean slate of wireless settings and may clear up any remaining glitches. Follow these steps. In the System Preferences Network pane, choose Edit Locations from the Locations pop-up menu at the top. Click the plus at the bottom and type in a new location name, like Home or Work. Click Done. You'll notice that your list of network services will clean itself up. Last, using the buttons at the bottom, you can add or remove any network services that you never use, and set the order by choosing Set Service Order from the pop-up gear menu. Once everything is adjusted, probably with your new Wi-Fi at the top, click the Apply button. It's a good idea to restart your Mac to make sure everything is refreshed. You may be asked for your Wi-Fi password again. Does your Wi-Fi stay connected? It should. This solution hasn't failed me yet. Now, let's look at any last-ditch efforts. Of course, there are a number of other reasons why Wi-Fi connections can be problematic, and some of them can be difficult to fix. For instance, it's conceivable that your wireless router settings have become scrambled to the point that restarting isn't sufficient. To resolve this, reset it to factory defaults. You probably need to consult the manual, and then reconfigure it from scratch. It's best to write down all the settings before you nuke its little brain. Worse yet, wireless routers do die, despite their lack of moving parts. If no computer can pick up the wireless network, and a factory reset doesn't help, it's possible that a new airport base station is in your future. Luckily, you usually get new Wi-Fi flavors when you upgrade. If you have a combined modem wireless router, you may have to call your ISP for a replacement. If your Mac can't see any other wireless networks at all, it's possible that its airport card has failed. That might be a reason to visit the Apple Store, but if you're feeling ambitious, iFixit has free repair guides for nearly everything you might want to replace, along with tools and replacement parts for sale. Finally, and most frustratingly, Mac OS X upgrades are often accompanied by numerous complaints on the Apple Support Community's forum about Wi-Fi dropouts. The suggestions above will often resolve these problems, but sometimes the solutions are specific to the Wi-Fi settings, like switching to a particular channel instead of letting it be chosen automatically. Or it might be corruption in areas outside of what you would normally think to look at. If all else fails, calling Apple may be your best bet. In conclusion, there's little more frustrating than being forced to connect manually to your favorite wireless network repeatedly, or not being able to connect at all. So I hope this advice will help you avoid that inconvenience. If you've run across other useful solutions for solidifying unreliable Wi-Fi connections, please let us know. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, Aspire Media, and Page Zero Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Alicia Katz-Pollock, and thanks for listening.